Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is Tuesday. I hope that your week has kicked off to an absolutely fantastic start, and it is absolutely epic to be back with you again. And I have all the latest goings on and happenings in and around this beautiful city of Johannesburg that we live in. So stay tuned. It's going to be a bumper show as always. Now, in case you hadn't heard, possibly you've been living under a rock, who knows? Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance is heading to Joburg in August, and I am so excited. I have loved Michael Flatley and loved Lord of the Dance since I was in my teens. Again, giving away my age here, I know I need to stop that, but I'm so excited that Dangerous Games, which is the name of the show, is going to be heading back to Joburg. I have never seen it live, so I am super, super stoked. There's going to be new staging with all the precision and thrills of the original Lord of the Dance, but there's some new costumes, some new choreography, some cutting edge technology. It is going to be absolutely fantastic. Please note that Michael Flatley will not be performing. I mean, the man is like 60 or something, but there's a whole host of strapping lads and lasses who will be doing absolute wonders to Riverdance. I cannot wait. So those dates, if you don't have them in your diary, please put them in and do make sure you get your tickets. 15th of August through the 3rd of September, and that is at the Teatro in the Monte Cassino, and you can book on bigconcerts.co.za. Or head across to my website, heatherhook.com, and click on the Lord of the Dance Heads to Jersey post. I've got all the details and show details, etc. there for you. So that is Lord of the Dance, 15th of August through 3rd of September. Clack, clack, clack. I will see you there. I'm very excited. If you're looking for something fun to do, next week, Wednesday, the 2nd of August, Stanley Beer Yard, one of my favorite beer yards in Joburg, are going to be hosting their super popular Stanley Beer Tasting, which sees two certified beer judges taking you through an amazing evening where you get to taste several unique styles of beer, learn the difference between lagers and ales, and enjoy some of Stanley Beer Yard's super tasty grub. It's great for cold winter nights. There's a fire. It's always loads of fun, super educational. And do make sure that you get your tickets, which are 75 Rand each, which includes all the beer that you can possibly taste. And it starts at 7 p.m. You can give Stanley Beer Yard a call on 011-482-5791, or you can drop them an email, stan@stanleybar.co.za. So that's the super popular Stanley Beer Tasting taking place Wednesday, 2nd of August. It's going to be fun. If you enjoy a good laugh as much as I do, you'll be excited to know that an evening of extreme entertainment filled with laughs and filled with fun is heading your way. Toomey and Friends will have you in stitches, and that is taking place at Emperor's Palace on the 12th of August. Toomey Morake, who's one of South Africa's leading comedic talents, has rounded up some of her friends in the industry, all of them pure comedic forces to be reckoned with, might I add. And the stellar lineup includes Alan Committee, Angel Campy, Lichle Msimang, Mpo Pops, Ndumiso Lindy, Sifiso Nene, and Tracy Lee Oliver. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Toomey's got a super impressive resume. She's a radio host, presenter, TV show host, brand ambassador, and actress, and the queen of comedy. And she is absolutely hysterical. So this is going to be great. And I have to be honest, all of the people, all of the guys appearing are absolutely fantastic in their own right. So this is definitely set to be a good laugh. That is Toomey and Friends taking to the stage on Saturday, the 12th of August at 8 p.m. at the Centre Court in Emperor's Palace, which is in Kempton Park. Tickets range from 150 to 350 Rand and are available through CompuTicket, or you can also visit Blue Blood, that's blue without the E, blueblood.com for more information. Please note the show is age restricted to PG-16, because the there is usually the odd swear word that pops out. So to me and friends heading your way at Empress Palace on the 12th of August. That's going to be absolutely amazing. Now, I don't have kids and I don't plan on having kids. However, I have a lot of time for youth and youth development. And I actually stumbled across something the other day and I was like, this is actually really cool. It is called Ethnic Kids. And I had the great pleasure of catching up with Precious Molete, who is the co-founder and director of Ethnic Kids. What is Ethnic Kids, you ask? They are a company on a mission to empower and to affirm the African child through providing them with diversity in the material that they get to read. So they offer a subscription-based service and a product called the Made for Me box, which they then deliver to your home. And it contains age-specific, gender-appropriate books to your doorstep, also in your preferred South African language. How cool is that? So no matter if you're English, Afrikaans, Zulu or Xhosa, whatever your language is, you can get books specific to your kid's age and gender sent to your house on a regular basis, which I think is actually really cool. So I got to chat a little bit further to Precious and find out a bit more about Ethnic Kids and how they evolved. Have a little listen.
Ethnic Kids is a subscription-based book ordering company founded by five women with children and families. We were looking for books that had positive images of protagonists our children could relate to. So we identified this gap in the market and the challenge of the time pressures faced by parents in finding appropriate books. So we started Ethnic Kids. And for only 500 Rand per quarter, we provide the Made for Me box. This box includes 3 to 4 books sourced locally, internationally, and from all over Africa. Each box includes a book in the child's home language, which is very exciting. The books are gender specific, they are age appropriate, and have all sorts of backgrounds that are diverse and multicultural. We're very excited to provide this offering to the working parent who wants to introduce their child to the world of reading.
Why do we need greater diversity in the books that children read?
Children develop their sense of identity at a very young age. An exposure to a diverse set of material ensures they appreciate themselves for their uniqueness and grow an acceptance for others and their differences. In the world that we live in, where differences provide a point of conflict, encouraging exposure to diversity changes that mindset. It ensures our children have a different, more accepting narrative. Diversity is colorful, it's fun, and let's face it, it's more interesting. Different points of views are what enable innovation and growth, particularly in South Africa. Our history has become a source of stagnation. We need our children to embrace themselves and to develop a positive context of the world they live in.
What for you have been the greatest challenges in building your business?
Ethnic Kids was founded by five women with full-time jobs and families. So saying we have had challenges is an understatement. Juggling all of these roles is really difficult. But we've had our families as a great source of inspiration and support, and we look to each other to get through the tough times. Sourcing the books in Indigenous languages has been one of the greatest challenges, with obstacles of ensuring the demand is available to encourage publishers to continue to publish books that have historically been for a very small market. It also takes time to create the awareness for our product. But we are patient and we are passionate, so that shouldn't be a challenge for much longer.
So, where to next for Ethnic Kids?
We want to expand our reach nationally and reignite the market for ethnic books. Ultimately, we want to be the conduit to encourage South African authors to write these amazing, lovely, diverse stories that are proudly South African and unique to our context.
How can people get hold of you and find out a little bit more about Ethnic Kids?
You can contact us through our website, www.ethnickids.co.za. That's ethnickids, ETHNIKIDS, ethnickids.co.za. Or follow us on Facebook, Ethnic Kids, or Instagram, ethnickids_co.
So great chatting with Precious and finding out a little bit more about Ethnic Kids. I really, really love this initiative. So if you want to find out more about them or get your hands on your very own Made for Me box, head across to their website, ethnickids.co.za. I've also got loads of information on my site as well, heatherhook.com, and click on the Ethnic Kids post and you can find out all the details there. One of my favorite hotels in Joburg, and I say my favorite because I just love stepping inside. It's like an oasis of calm away from the hustle and bustle that is Rosebank. And you literally step into this quiet, peaceful bubble. And I love, love, love visiting. And it's probably the reason they're so successful. And that's why they are celebrating their 11th birthday this year. So cheers and happy birthday to Clicquot Boutique Hotel. So to celebrate, there are month-long celebrations that are currently underway and they're going to be running until August, which includes some fabulous birthday discounts. So if you're looking for something fun to do for date nights, or if you want to go and catch up with friends, the gardens are absolutely fantastic. And they've got some great meal discounts on for all patrons for the month of July, as well as a competition, which is open to couples who are celebrating their 11th wedding anniversary in July or August this year. And one lucky couple will get a chance to experience a dream one-night stay for two, including breakfast and a six-course tasting meal with wine pairing at this absolutely intimate and stunning establishment in Rosebank. So all the details are on my site. Head across to heatherhook.com and go check out the happy birthday Clicquot post and go and see how you can stand a chance to enter or find out more info. Their website is clicquothotel.com. That's CLICO hotel.com. They are located at 27 Sturdy Avenue in Rosebank, and their phone number 011-252-3300. Happy birthday to Jeanette and the team at Clicquot Boutique Hotel. May there be many, many more. Another date you want to make sure that you have in your diary heading our way is a what looks like an amazing, amazing musical called Calling Me Home, which is opening at Joburg Theatre on the Mandela stage on Thursday the 17th of August, and it is running until Sunday the 3rd of September this year. It is a powerful love story filled with hope, courage, longing, and compassion, and it is set to resonate with audiences from any and every walk of life. It follows the story of Grace, who is a young woman who's forced to flee her homeland due to the outbreak of a very brutal civil war, and she has taken on an exciting journey that stretches from her home continent of Africa across the ocean to a great foreign city where she experiences both joy and great danger. She also falls in love and, most importantly, learns the true meaning of what home really is. It's premiering in Women's Month. It's a collaboration between two highly creative and powerful women in the music and theatre industry, Alice Gillam and Magdalene Minar. And this is going to be absolutely fantastic. And the cast, oh my goodness, Linnell Kennard, Zolani Mahola, Samantha Pio take the leading roles. Anthony Downing is in it, Zolani Mahola, as I said, Carly Graham, Christian Sneeman, Pierre van Heerden, Sebastian Zocorza. I mean, this is a great cast, and I think this is going to be an absolutely fantastic performance not to be missed. So the dates again are Thursday the 17th of August through Sunday the 3rd of September 2017. Performance are Tuesday to Friday at 8, Saturdays at 3 and at 8, and Sundays at 2. And the ticket prices range from 180 Rand to 420 Rand and can be booked online at joburgtheatre.com, or you can give their box office a shout on 0861-670-670, no kids under the age of 12. Once again, everything is on my website, heatherhook.com. Go and click on the Calling Me Home post. Go check out some write-ups there, as well as a list of all the cast members. And it looks absolutely fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to seeing this. And Joburg Theatre always put on the best performances. So you definitely will not be disappointed. Don't forget that I currently have two competitions on the go. The one is a chance to win with Haagen-Dazs ice cream and the Dahlstrom Winter Festival. And this actually closes tomorrow. So make sure that you have entered my Our Winter Moments competition. And basically, I have an amazing package courtesy of Haagen-Dazs ice cream to give away to one lucky reader. So they are giving away two tickets to the Dahlstrom Country Festival, as well as a two-night stay for two adults at the stunning Dunkeld Country Estate, which is valued at 6,000 Rand. So you can actually make a weekend of it. It is going to be loads of fun, and there's some amazing acts and stuff on the go at the Dahlstrom Winter Festival. So do make sure that you have entered. So what you need to do is you need to follow them and me on social media. I'll give you the handles a little bit later. Share a picture of yourself enjoying your favorite Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Tag myself, tag Haagen-Dazs, and use the hashtags R, that's double A, R, winter moments, and come get us. I'm up against two fellow influencers. The one who gets the most interactions also wins the same package for themselves. So help me here and I'll help you, if that makes sense. And the competition closes, like I said, tomorrow, 26th of July, and the winners will be announced across all platforms. You can enter on Facebook, you can enter on Instagram and Twitter, and you can enter as many times as you like. So if you're on Twitter, my handle, Heather L. Hook, and Haagen-Dazs is Haagen-Dazs_SA. Facebook pages, mine, facebook.com, obviously, /Heather L. Hook, and the same with Haagen-Dazs /Haagen-Dazs South Africa. Instagram, I am Heather Louise Hook, and on Instagram, they are Haagen-Dazs_SA. So make sure you enter. So I need a creative picture of you holding your tub of ice cream or sitting by the fire or sharing a romantic moment. Don't just send me the hashtags. We need to see you guys being as creative as possible, and you could stand a chance to win that awesome prize. Thank you so much to Haagen-Dazs. Don't forget, I have also got a set of tickets valued at 150 Rand to the Cradle of Food and Wine Festival, taking place on Saturday, August the 19th, in the stunning Cradle of Humankind. You'll get to taste over 18 different wines from 10 wine estates that are going to be pouring on the day, as well as you can get to sample some local gins from the gin makers present. And there's loads to do for the kids. There's picnic baskets. It really is an awesome day out with some live chilled music and some great wine. So the prize is for two adult tickets, doesn't include any food or extras, but at least you'll get in, you'll get to taste all the wine and have some fun. And the competition is closing Tuesday the 8th of August, so make sure that you have entered on my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab and go and enter to win a set of tickets to the Cradle of Food and Wine Fest. That is it from me. My time is up. I will be back with you again next week. I've given you all my social media handles. Once again, my blog, heatherhook.com, everything that I have spoken about today is on the blog, so you can go and get more info and ticket links and everything that you need. And I look forward to being back with you again next week. Have an absolutely stunning day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.